And here's the call of the Spirit of God. This is in the book of Jude. Verse 20, but you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Just that part of the verse, as the Spirit of God speaks to believers, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. There's a lot of things that tear us down. There's a lot of things that pull at our faith. I mean, the enemy is always out there to try to steal our faith, steal the words, steal everything. We know that. We know that. We know the fallen world system around us and all of the relationships and all of its enticements and everything else screams not for you to walk with God, but to walk away. And then there's the old flesh nature that would try to say once again, come on back. The world of flesh and the devil, yes, that's the enemies, but again, the grace of God superabounds above all three. The presence and power and the dynamic of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can you live powerfully? Yes, because you have been given the power of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the inseparable, dedicated presence of God. Listen, sometimes we need to really get this one little part of this verse down. Sometimes just even a part of a verse can set the development of our lives as a believer. Not everybody's going to build you up. Not everybody's going to come and strengthen you. Not everybody's going to come. Listen, there can be times where it seems like no one around you helps you, strengthens you, comes to you, talks to you. Who do you know right now that speaks the word of faith into your life? Romans 10, the word of God is the word of faith. Well, it's the word of grace, the word of life, the word of truth, the word of power. Christ in you, the living God, the new nature, the coming kingdom, Christ returning. All these things we remind ourselves of and should on a daily basis. Listen, when we have our quiet times, don't make it so quiet. The old great devotional writer Andrew Murray used to call it the morning watch, and he also had the evening watch. The morning watch, I've called it at times mountain time. Listen, if you're going to get with God, you're in the mountain, man. You're there at the temple. You're there at the throne of grace. You can't get any higher than that. Where else can you go that grace is operative, power is available, God is listening, and ask and you will receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be opened. Here's the place that we can, at times, drag ourselves to. At other times, joyfully run. I think that quiet time, mountain time, morning watch, whatever you want to call it, can be something to be anticipated. God is there, the breath of God, God speaking, the word of God, prayer. Everything can change. Attitudes can change. Feelings can change. Dispositions can change. Strength can be got. Answers can be received. So as the Spirit of God says, Jude verse 20, but you, dear friends, there's a term of endearment here. God is speaking to you as the one that he loves. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Listen, in the culture that we live in, we know that there are many, many, many couch potatoes. Well, spiritual couch potatoes. And spiritual pacifists. Waiting, 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 like a little tiny baby bird. The bird has to grow. The bird has to get up out of that nest and begin to fly. If the bird sits there all of its life with its mouth open, underdeveloped, never flying, never knowing the world. Listen, we can't just sit there. We can't just sit there. If you're waiting on an answer to prayer, don't just sit there. If you're waiting for, you know, something else to come along, listen, don't just sit there. If you're waiting for somebody else to make it, don't just sit there. There's things you can do. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. That word build is used in the idea of the construction of a house. when the timber is brought and the boards are put up and everything begins to be developed. Years ago, I had a lumber company drop off, and they did. They dropped it off on my driveway, about $500 worth of wood. I already had in my mind what it was going to be, but it just sat there on the driveway. I had to drag piece by piece into the backyard. I began to work and to build and to work and to build. And I built my daughter a 8 foot wide, 8 foot long, 8 foot high. Then a deck on top. Little clubhouse with windows and a door. And I'm not even a carpenter. Even the carpenters that I knew laughed. But my daughter didn't. She had years of play in that place. I want you to know that right now that if you will build yourself up in your most holy faith, you can grow, you can change, you can develop. Listen, the concept of spiritually sprouting your wings and beginning to fly in your prayers with power. Don't you want to see great things occur for God? Don't you want to go beyond just our own crisis, our own prayer needs? What about praying for the whole city you live in and not giving up until revival strikes? What about praying and asking God to heal and to change lives and to come against the satanic ramping up that we see now? What about, listen, you know what it takes? No matter where you are, what you feel like, one thing's for sure, you can do something about it right now. You can stand in the presence of God. You can be still and know that He is God. You can wait and listen. But there's a time to put some effort into the building of your life. Decisions. I'm going to study the Word of God. Not just a verse at a time, but I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to study chapter by chapter. I'm going to read book by book. I'm going to consume the Word of God. I'm going to, a year from now, know more of the Word of God than I've known in the last 10 or 15 years. Instead of the least amount, why not the most? Why not the most? And so I say, dear friend, dear brother and sister, loved by God, right now, Christ in you, inseparable, unceasing, you can become very strong, very strengthened, very powerful in the Lord. Sometimes it's a matter of just taking the Word of God and preaching it to yourself. Sometimes it's taking the Word of God and memorizing it and checking and evaluating during the day whether you're putting it into practice, whether you're standing on it, whether you're stepping out in faith on the Word of God so that it becomes a part, a living part of your life. Scour the Word of God. Give bold praise to God. Speak the Word of God to yourself, all of which will build you up. Do the things that build you up. Get a hold of the teachings and messages and things that you know that will. But I'm saying that right now, we need to grow as believers and come to the point that when we have no one else around us, no one else to speak, not even a little 31-day devotion from some fellow named Russ, but you, and God, and the Word of God, and worship, and prayer, and the Word in your life. You standing in the presence of God, by faith acknowledging, stand still, and know that God is God, Christ in you, the Spirit of the Lord is there. Wait. You're a temple of the Spirit of God. Before the throne of grace. And you can't get higher than that in His presence. In His presence. There you can speak the Word of God, receive the Word of God. Oh, dear Christian, sometimes you've got to become the preacher, preaching to yourself the Word of God. Sometimes you got to, in the presence of God, know where you stand. Do you see any weaknesses? Bring the Word of God in. Stand in the presence of God. Decide to step out and be obedient. Put the Word of God into practice. Even as God is evaluating and showing you things to get rid of, He will also show you things to put in. Building yourself up in a daily way. That's when you can acknowledge what the enemy's trying to do, or where the weaknesses are, and where the things that drag you down, places that you go, maybe even people that you're around, what things you might need to do. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. In Christ, ablaze for God.